looking at it from the Ukrainian point of view, it's really important that the Ukrainians will integrate at this point in time. They're settling into their various accommodations and temporary homes. And it's really important now that they get active within the community. And I know a lot of them who really want to work and want to contribute to society and to their communities. Currently, they're not allowed to participate on the TUS scheme. And I would hope that it's just a matter of paperwork, to be honest. I know the department will be very inundated with requests and everything is moving at such a fast pace. I believe it's a good idea and I believe that it can be sorted out in terms of the paperwork to allow Ukrainian nationals to participate on the TUS scheme.
Community groups are crying out for people to get involved in their local area, so this is going to be highly beneficial to rural areas in Donegal that might not have the participants that they used to have.
It's the success of the levels of employment in the country at the moment, that there are 2.5 million people currently in work in Ireland, but it does mean, on the other hand, that there are less people to participate in these community work schemes. Like, many clubs and community groups have benefited over the last number of years, and whether that's just maintenance on a walking trail or helping with the Tidy Towns group or administration in a community centre or a sports club, I mean, these are really valuable positions. This is a way of I suppose, introducing some of the Ukrainian nationals to the world of work and perhaps be a stepping stone into some employment locally. It will also be a great contribution to our local society.